In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The document says, at the end of her life, the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul, was drawn up into heaven by her Son. Today is the Feast of the Assumption, and we need to rejoice because one day we who believe will all be there with Jesus and Mary. We will all be there. I was thinking, you know, today, who did Jesus look like? He only had one parent. He looked like Mary. That's who he looked like. And inside, Mary looked like Jesus.
So all the heaven is rejoicing today. Let's rejoice with them. We're going to start this broadcast with the prayers we prayed this morning in the chapel. Pray with us. Tell them the response, Father.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place. Free us from the corruption of sin.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
You are our Redeemer, who made the Immaculate Virgin Mary your purest home in the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. Make us temples of your Spirit forever.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
King of Kings, you lifted up your mother, body, soul, and into heaven. Help us to fix our thoughts on things above.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Lord of heaven and earth, you crowned Mary and set her at your right hand as queen. Make us worthy to share in this glory.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
One more. Daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Let me tell you something. I would not be here today if it wasn't for Mary.
Me neither.
Many years ago, I had epilepsy, and someone gave me a green scapula. And I treasured that scapula. Mary brought me to Jesus. Mary was my evangelist. You might say, how could that be? It is. I would not be here with you today if it wasn't for the Blessed Virgin Mary who brought me to Jesus. And what did she say to me? Do whatever he tells you to do. Oh, Mary is the Christian's Christian. Do whatever he tells you to do. He looks like her because he only had one parent. And she was loving, 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 without sin, and was assumed by Jesus into heaven, body and soul.
Yeah, Mary's so wonderful. You know, in my life, Jesus saved me, but Mary brought me to the throne of her Son. Mary was interceding for me. When I was at my lowest and depressed and doing drugs, it was Jesus who sent down his Blessed Mother to pull me out of it and bring me to her Son and just fill me with all of heaven. You know, last night, I wasn't even aware it was the Solemnity, which is the highest feast today, but I got back to the church around 10 o'clock last night, and I just sat in front of our Blessed Mother statue for about an hour, hour and a half, because it was so beautiful out. And there, the presence of God fell on me. I could feel the Holy Spirit just so powerfully, as Mary, she's a spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's a lightning rod for the Holy Spirit. So as I sat at my mother's feet, you know, Jesus, he filled me with the Spirit of God. It's so wonderful to understand. As a Christian, we not only have a Father in heaven, but we have a mother. We not only have a father, but we have a mother. You know, Mary, she's the Ark of the New Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, the old one, it was stone, and it contained the word of God. But the new Ark, our Blessed Mother, she contained the Word made flesh. You know, and Jesus, it's all about Jesus, because Jesus, he created Mary. He created her sinless. He created her beautiful. You know, the devil rebelled when he found out that the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, he was going to come as a lowly human. But when he really rebelled, he always knew Jesus was God. But when he was created, he was made the most beautiful created being. But as he found out that he was being displaced by the Mother of God as the most beautiful created being in the universe, which is born sinless and giving authority through the power of her Son over every other creature in the world, you know, Satan really lost it, and he could not tolerate it.
Our Blessed Mother prays for her children.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, when I'm hard up, I turn to Mary, and she always brings me to Jesus. She always brings me to Jesus. Do you know that today? You might say, but you people worship Mary. We don't worship her at all. We honor her. We love her. You see, Jesus gave Mary to John on the cross. He said, receive your mother. Son, receive your mother. Mother, receive your son. You know, we know Mary had no other children because after someone died, the eldest brother had to take care of Mama. There was no elder brother. There was only Jesus and Mary.
You know, Jesus, we want to do what he did. Jesus, he lived a hidden life for 30 years upon this earth before his ministry started. And what was he doing? He was being taught by his mother. He learned obedience through his mother. And even today, Mary, she teaches us how to perfectly love her son, Jesus. She teaches us and models us how to be perfectly in love with her son. But is Mary still teaching us today? Of course, you know, Mary leads us into the deeper things of the interior life. But Jesus is sending down his mother all over the world through apparitions, all over the world through Fatima, through Medjugorje, through Our Lady of Akita. And Mary instructs us, what does she tell us to do? To pray the rosary, to fast on Wednesday and Fridays, many other things. You know, and it's really awesome. There's a couple ways to love Jesus. We love Jesus with our human heart. And because of that, we love Jesus because he's the Son of God and we love God humanly. But there is something else where we enclose our heart within the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Jesus gives us his heart. Now, when we receive the heart of Jesus, Jesus' heart burns with love for his Blessed Mother. The heart of Jesus burns with the love of our Blessed Mother. The heart of Jesus, it burns with love for the heart of Blessed Mother. So as we receive the heart of Jesus, we cannot help, I cannot help, but to burn and burn and burn with the love of our Blessed Mother, because she's my mother too. She is your mother too. You know, Jesus gave her to you. The quickest way we can tell discernment of good spirit, bad spirit in the spiritual life is any spirit that comes against the Blessed Mother. Because the demons, they hate the Blessed Mother. They hate that she's not God. She's only a creature. But Jesus, in his wisdom, gave her authority over them. That the greatest saints in modern times are formed by our Blessed Mother. When we try to think and we get in our mind about, you know, it's idolatry, it's this. It's like the atheists who logic out, you know, God's not real because of this fact and that fact and this fact and that fact. When you receive the love of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, your heart can do nothing besides burn for the love of your mother.
Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. She undid what Eve did when she said, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." I talked about the green scapula. The prayer of the green scapula was, "O Mary, you are without sin, pray for us. Mary, you are without sin, pray for us." I tell you, in my lowest points, I've always turned to Mary. I've said, "Mary, bring me to your son. Bring me to Jesus. I'm desperate." And people say, "Again, you worship Mary." No, no, no. I worship Jesus. I love Mary. I love Mary. She is the daughter of the Father. She is the mother of the Son. She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She says, "Do whatever he tells you to." And that's what we need to hear, that Our Lady says, "Do whatever my Son tells you to do." That we would say, "Let it be done unto me according to your word," as Mary said. She said yes. She was always the yes to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Mary always wears blue because she's the blueprint. Mary wears blue because she's the blueprint. She's a blueprint of how we are to love Jesus, how we are to live in this world. You know, Father, tell them what, when the exorcists do the exorcisms, what happens when they invoke the Blessed Mother.
I was at a place where a woman was being exorcised, and the priest invoked the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the woman that was being exorcised started to call Mary the worst names in the world. It was awful. I was scandalized, but she hated Mary. The demon hated Mary. You see, she's only a creature, and she comes to put her foot on the devil, as we should be putting our feet on the devil. The devil does not need to be in your wallet or in your heart or in your life. Under your feet, the devil needs to be. Under your feet, he was under her feet. And you need to have the devil under your feet. When? Today.
And the devil's under our Blessed Mother's feet because of the power and the authority that Jesus gave to her. It's all about Jesus. But when Jesus, he knew that he needed a living Ark of the Covenant. So when he created Mary, he created our Blessed Mother different than every other human. It's not like if Mary said no, he would have went to another woman and it would just been that. No, no, no. When Jesus created Mary, he created her free of original sin. He created her with heaven indwelling within her. Because when Jesus needed to come from heaven to earth, there needed to reside heaven on earth for Jesus to be able to inhabit that place in the womb of the Blessed Mother. Because Jesus couldn't inhabit anything that was not unlike him. So Jesus deposited within Our Lady a deposit of heaven from her inception, that she was created as the most beautiful being. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. You know, we know that Mary is in heaven because John, in the book of Revelation, he saw her assumed into heaven. He saw her already assumed. And you know, I'm not the best person to give apologetics or theology of Mary, because I don't have that head knowledge, but I have the heart knowledge. I know what the Blessed Mother has done for me, how that Jesus has infused into her every grace. And like how Jesus came through the Blessed Mother upon this earth, all the graces come through our Blessed Mother, whether we realize or not. And in praying the rosary, I was completely healed. I was set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because as I go to Mary, as the Holy Spirit overshadowed our Blessed Mother, the Holy Spirit begins to overshadow you. And in Jesus' name, I can have authority and release miracles and release the power of God. But for me to go deeper and deeper with our Lord Jesus, to really learn how to love him, to have a softness within my heart, to be aware of this interior life of my sins and my faults, and to be healed and to be purified. For me in my life, the Blessed Mother has been the greatest gift. The greatest gift that Jesus has ever trusted me with is our Blessed Mother in the Eucharist. Our Blessed Mother in the Eucharist. God uses me for many evangelistic things and for the power of God to be displayed in my life. But in my life, it is nothing compared to Jesus Christ trusting me with his mother and with him in the Eucharist.
Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me." This is Mary's prayer. She doesn't say very much in the gospel, but she is in union with God from her conception. people say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. Whether you believe it or not, it's true anyway. That's what it's all about. Mary is all about Jesus. She's all about her son. She's all about the one that she held in her womb. You know, we think of Mary as an incubator, but she's not an incubator. She's a mother who carried her son for 9 months in the womb. She's not an incubator. She's a mother who cared for this son for 9 months before he was born. So don't think of Mary as an incubator. No, she's a mother who loved her son. And you know what? When he was born, she looked at him and she loved him. And she loved him and she loved him.
So you just want to ask Jesus to give you his thoughts towards his mother, his revelation towards his mother. You know, Jesus has given extraordinary graces through our Blessed Mother. And some of these graces we can only receive through going through her. Just like there's graces in the spiritual life that only can come through the Eucharist and the sacraments, whether we want to believe it or feel it or not. You know, I was reading this morning, and Jesus was telling Louisa in the Book of Heaven, because today is also the Feast of the Divine Will. And that is because another thing about our Blessed Mother, she was the only created being, well, only human, to ever not do her own will. She never once did the human will. She always did the will of God, and she shared in the will of God. And this is how we share into the divinity. We fuse ourselves into the divine will. And we receive the thoughts and the attributes of God, because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one God because they share one will. And our Blessed Mother never did her own will once. That is how Adam fell, by falling into the human will. But Jesus was telling Louisa, my love being fire will consume everything that is imperfect in your soul. So what happens is the love of God, the fire of God, it fills us and it falls onto us. And I've asked God many times, because I've learned and I just have so many, and I'm astounded by so many men of God, women of God, who just don't have the full revelation or come against the Blessed Mother. And I said, Lord, they're holier than me. It doesn't make sense. Why? But the Lord said, I never affect your free will. If you close yourself to a grace, I'm not going to affect the free will to open it. And this goes for the Eucharist, the sacraments, our Blessed Mother. So maybe today, just open yourself up to the extraordinary graces which come through the Blessed Mother. Ask Jesus to put his heart in your heart, because Jesus' heart always burns in love for his Blessed Mother. Father, tell them what the word of the day is today.
The word of the day is resplendent. She is the resplendent Mother of God. And you are called to be resplendent in the presence of Jesus. Oh yes, resplendent, filled with the glory, filled with the light of God. That's what you're called to be. That's what I'm called to be. Resplendent. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Not only do you have a Father in heaven, you have a Mother there too.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Everything good on earth is a reflection of things in heaven. You cannot have a family without a father and a mother. In heaven, you have a father and a mother.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, my friends, we have a wonderful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have a wonderful Jesus who's given us a wonderful mother, a wonderful mother. And she is the reflection of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.